Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
I think you'll be the judge of that.
It is a Gatos and Chad Show Food Bank Friday.
Food Bank Friday.
You're going to hear this every Friday. Our friend Jerry Brown was on a little earlier over at St. Mary's Food Bank.
Actually said hi to me this time.
He did, and it was wonderful, wasn't it?
Very nice of him.
Something that was a gut punch to both you and I. Me and you, I don't know the exact term. Anyway, I'll move past that.
I think it's good.
Watching people in their cars sit and wait for food.
Yeah.
From a food bank. People who had never been in a line like that before. We saw what the pandemic has done. We've decided to do something about that. Let's get people fed in the valley. And we're going to talk about it in just a few minutes. But if you want to get a head start, we need your help. Text the word food to 411-923.
It's great. It's simple. It's easy. We've made it easy for you. And you'd be surprised what a few dollars can do and how many people it can feed. Again, all you got to do is text food. Text F-O-O-T to 411-923. And it'll show you how to give, and it's simple and easy.
Yeah. All right. So we know what's going on at Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
Or do we?
I think we do. I think the majority of us, it doesn't matter what party you're in. I'm an independent. You call yourself. You're in the alt middle. I love that.
Yeah,
I think it's fantastic.
That's right.
I like some things Republicans do. I like some things Democrats do. But at the end of the day, really, I don't like either party. But to watch the Arizona Republicans make Arizona the laughingstock of the nation. They're totally out of touch with reality. There's no real serious endeavor going on down at the madhouse on McDowell. I mean, goodness gracious, Katie Hobbs, Secretary of State. I mean, Ducey has to come out and get her security because she's got all of these, you know, death threats, and some guy chased her the other day. It's outrageous.
Yeah, he did. Hey, I'm coming for you. Hey, how you doing, Katie Hobbs?
So that's like the outrageous part, right, Chad?
No, gosh.
Oh,
that's not even close to being outrageous.
So, the bamboo and the paper and
not
the China
even close.
Oh,
not
sorry.
Even close. Well, the here it all points back to the fact that the people look. Here's and I was talking to my uncle. My uncle believes there was some stuff that has gone on that they have questions about. I saw Jonathan Carl talking about it on ABC News. That look, you know, the Republicans have the right to ask some of these questions in some of these states.
6 months later,
but yeah, well, because uncovering something or that's a fair thing that you. It's not going to be overnight. Here's the issue.
But they've already done how many?
Well, that's the problem here. Yeah.
Audits in Arizona.
That's the problem here. They've already done that.
Okay.
But when you put people up that are going to head this, you know, it's if you're going to go have a. Like a big sales thing. Do you put the guy up that's the guy that's the person that's the wackiest and the wildest and out there and who's just, no, you're not going to do that. You're going to put your clothes, you're going to put people on it that make it seems like it takes it serious. The rest of the country looks at this and says, what's going on with you guys?
Well, now the rest of the country can look at a new wrinkle.
Yeah, this one's even better. This one may take the cake.
I think it does. So forget about the 40,000 China ballots that were apparently dropped in Arizona. No one has seen one of them because they don't exist. Bamboo in the paper, all that kind of stuff. Are you ready for this?
I love it.
Trapdoors.
Trapdoors.
I want you to think about, maybe some of you, the day you went to vote, you went to a polling place, right?
That's right.
There are people that say we should be inspecting the floors where you voted because there could be a trap door.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing.
A trap door.
I'm going to tell you this. And why this is important for everybody to remember here.
Hold on. I'm just.
Yeah,
this
please,
is me.
Everybody get closer.
This is me banging my head.
Everybody get a little bit closer.
This is me banging my head.
Because what happened on the night of the election? We talked about it. Trump was going to be in the lead the night of the election. Why? Because people are going to count those votes first. And then they'll count the other votes, the absentee ballots.
Republicans go to vote
in person. So if you're going to get rid of votes, you don't do it through the mail, right? You don't take those votes away because predominantly those are going to be the Democrats. And if the Democrats are in on this, you're going to have to get rid of the Republicans' votes. So the best thing to do is to dig massive tunnels. So I heard, this is what I heard. All right. Okay.
Come on,
so
man.
So there was this, they went and they talked to King Squirrel. And they said, hey, King Squirrel, let me ask you a question.
Massive tunnels.
Can you dig massive tunnels? Oh. So they said, yeah. What you guys are going to need is some real stuff here. You're going to have to be able to go from place to place. And then we're going to need a false floor. Now, the false floor will eventually be able to come down, in which case you can, after scanning this with this UV light thing, you'll be able to see where Trump's votes are. When it falls into to there, you guys then replace them with Democrat votes and let it go right back up. It's the oldest trick in the book.
It really is.
It is. It's the false floor, steal your vote trick.
Right.
Ta-da!
Dig tunnels. Now, they're also talking about, well, okay, inspect the floors where the vote counting machines were installed. Yeah. Okay, wonderful. That should take how long? 18 years? All right, got it. Also, how about checking the basements of these voting places? Let's see if there are any signs of shredded ballots left behind. And, oh, I don't know, maybe there's, you know, one or two, you know, ballots down there that didn't make it out. Oh, my goodness.
Here's the thing. You have to have tunnels, Gators, because you have to think about it.
Oh, God.
You're bringing down, like you're looking at me, but if you think about this, right, if you're going to bring down a voting machine.
Oh, geez.
And to bring it down and to swap it out, you can't just do it in a hole, right? You can't do that.
Well, the trap door has to lead somewhere.
Well, it has to lead somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, you're not taking it up, so you got to build a tunnel.
Maybe it's like the things at the bank that.
Oh, those are great.
Oh, I love that
stuff.
You know,
the send a little capsule thing, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Don't they have that at like Walgreens and all that?
Oh, yeah, that stuff, man. Remember when they get change and they come at you at like 100 miles an hour? Oh. Just explode everywhere.
So the next big conspiracy theory is that we should be inspecting the floors where the vote counting machines were installed.
That's right.
And then check the basements, because that's where everything went.
How could you even
say
this to somebody seriously?
Know.
And I often wonder, are there people out there that believe this? And if you believe this, I would like to sell you a little something.
Or is it like, here's the other thing. Is it a Democrat saying, let me make them look even stupider?
Let's troll them.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Well, it is.
But
if you honestly, I've said this before, if you're a Democrat, you shut your mouth and don't say a word.
No.
Because you can't make the story crazier.
No, you can't.
And they've already hired cyber ninjas.
Yeah.
Nice name. The head of the cyber ninjas is a conspiracy theorist. Ken Bennett, who was on Broomhead today, basically said, listen, we're not going to find any bamboo. You think? Really? You think? He's still an Obama birther, Ken Bennett. So he's in charge of this thing down there. Something named John Bakley, he said, well, there was some guy who said something, so that's why we're checking the bamboo. And then we've got this Yovan
Pulitzer.
He's a treasure hunter. They've hired a treasure hunter.
He looked for.
This is not a joke.
Noah's Ark was not able to find it. Did find some sort of Roman sword, supposedly, in the Antarctic, but it found out that wasn't real.
Right. He is working there.
Yeah.
And so,
and he's come up with all of the techniques to get to the bottom of this. He's doing the same thing for Michigan, Pennsylvania, every state Trump lost. You watch. They're coming. And when they get there, be prepared to be laughed at.
I forgot the other one. There's so many ridiculous things about this story. The guy who was on an Arizona ballot and lost.
Oh, yeah.
He's counting votes.
He's now secondary. He's lost the luster of insanity.
He was at the insurrection. There are pictures of him in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
And he's holding your ballots at Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
Well, so, we got that going for us.
Well, hopefully Monday we'll have an answer about the trap doors. I just
like where do they like like did you guys anybody here vote in person?
I did not.
Okay, where did you go, Pablo? Pablo voted in person.
I went to the elementary school library.
So did you notice in any way, shape, or form that there had been a ton of construction work done?
Did you feel a draft under your feet?
No. Did you find a trap door?
Are you sure?
Did you pull out one of the books where it gave away to a false wall? Because you know Scooby would have done that and he'd have found everything. Doink Scoob.
That's what it's come to.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, we're going to tell you about Food Bank Fridays, how we're going to try and feed people here in the Valley.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
Very ethical.
All right.
Very ethical.
It is the Gatos and Chad Show. Thanks for joining us. Listen, we have a lot of fun on this show. We poke fun at the news. We just did that for about 10 minutes, which was fantastic.
Actually, in reality, we just reported what's going on. We didn't need to make anything up.
We can also have the serious conversations about things that are going on in the news. But one thing that's going on in real life is people are hungry.
Yes.
And last year we saw that. How many people did we see in Arizona that found themselves in a line for food? They're in their car and they're going to St. Mary's Food Bank or somewhere else, and they're trying to get food. And we saw this, and last year, at the end of last year, we said, we've got to come up with something to help people.
Yeah.
And we have the platform to do it. Absolutely. If we didn't do something like this, we would not be doing our jobs. And we shouldn't be sitting in these chairs, to be honest with you. So, here's what we've come up with. Food Bank Fridays. And we need your help. So, we want to feed people. No one should ever miss a meal.
No.
Kids should be fed. They should never miss a meal. There are some people out there that wonder by the end of the month if they're actually going to eat for the last 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. It's crazy. It is. It is.
So,
seeing people in line. And because where I live, they do it once a month. Last year, they were doing it every week. And that once a month, you would have, you know, like one of those small little like U-Haul size things, a trailer that somebody would pull over and they'd be handing food out to people. But people would walk over and get it and stuff like that. People were waiting for hours.
Yeah.
Slinking through my neighborhood in their cars as they just wait and they sit there and they go car by car. People that I'm thinking to myself, they had no idea 6 weeks ago they were going to be in a situation like this. 3 months ago, that they everything in their world was turned upside down. And for a lot of people, they're still struggling. Schools not being open absolutely hurt because a lot of kids get fed through schools and so do their siblings and sometimes even their parents. And now you're getting to a time of the year where it's going to get hot. Extra money people don't have. And they're going to look to save everywhere.
And the crazy thing is, if you were to go back a couple of years before this pandemic, you never would have thought that you would be waiting in a line to get a vaccine. And that same day, you might be waiting in a line to get food.
Yeah.
Or that same week. It's just crazy. So we put together Food Bank Fridays. Jerry Brown, our buddy over at St. Mary's, he's going to help us out here. You're going to help us out here. Text the word food to 411-923 to donate. Listen to what Jerry said, because this was supposed to be a big weekend for St. Mary's, and it's not that way anymore.
This weekend, actually tomorrow, would be our annual Stamp Out Hunger food drive, where you leave your food outside the mailbox for letter carriers. We get annually about 400,000 pounds of food from that. And I would be asking you right now, if it was any other year, to help you help promote that. Unfortunately, it's been canceled for the second straight year. So that's 400,000 pounds of food for the second straight year that we won't be receiving and we won't have going into the summer. So this idea that KTR has come up with, a great way for us to help replenish those donations that we won't be getting this year.
All right. So those 400,000 pounds of food, we've got to do something. So when you text the word food to 411-923, here's our goal. We want to get 100,000 meals. We're going to do this every Friday for at least the next few Fridays. We're going to do it throughout the summer. Okay. 100,000 meals.
100,000.
Can you help feed people?
Yep.
That's what we're asking.
Simply, we've made it so easy.
Yeah.
Text food to 411-923.
All right.
That simple.
All right. So if you could help us on a Food Bank Friday, that would be absolutely fantastic. Coming up next.
Coming up.
Would you want to wear a vaccine card? Stick around.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Hey, Chad, listen to this, man. Becky Lynn, you listening?
Yeah.
It is the Gatos and Chad Show Food Bank Fridays. We've teamed up with St. Mary's Food Bank. So we started this at 2 o'clock. We're going to do this every Friday for a while. So we're asking you to text the word food to 411-923 and donate. So at 2 o'clock, we had zero meals for anyone, right? 3 o'clock, we had 3,000 meals.
Wow.
4 o'clock, 7,000 meals. Let's keep this going,
baby.
Do I
hear 10,000 meals?
Is there 12? Is there a 13 out there?
Because we are giving back. Text food 411-923. It's so simple, and you can give right there. It is easy to do. They make everything easy, which is awesome. And it's just, you know, for so many of us, we're blessed. And while this has been a nightmare for a lot of other people, it's been a nightmare in ways that we can't even imagine.
Yeah. We don't want any more people in the valley sitting in a line in their car having to wait for food for hours. We don't want that. Let's feed some people. Text the word food to 411-923. Okay. Now, see, I find these little things about the vaccine and maybe this is a better way to do things. And then I'm going to present it to you again. But it seems that you always, you're like a tennis player. You slam it back over the net at me.
That's right. I keep you honest. It's my whole thought
process. Do you like this idea? This is interesting. I like this. I don't like the name, but you'll hear it.
As restaurants and businesses continue to open up, a new wearable device aims to make it easier to tell who has been vaccinated and who hasn't.
Well, you haven't even...
I don't need a wearable device to tell.
This is coming out of San Diego.
And San Diegans.
Are they called San Diegans?
They're called San Diegans.
That is a really dumb name.
Are you Phoenicians?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that sounds good. San Diegans, Arizonans, that sounds right.
Well, I guess you'd call them
San Diegans. Californians, right.
They're buying it.
Well, it's kind of a hassle to carry around your vaccine card. This is an alternative. It's a wearable bracelet, stores your vaccine records on it. It's only been around for about 3 weeks, but already thousands of them have sold.
The thing is, for the consumer, it's simple.
Dr. Toshoff Burton came up with this about 4 or 5 months ago. He says it was his son's idea.
We have something where you can say, okay, I've been vaccinated. I'm safe to be around. It would help us, particularly as we start opening up.
It's called the Immuniband.
The Immuniband. Wow.
The Immuniband. Band?
Band.
Band.
Band, like a band, because it's like a, you know, like rubber band you put
it's
on.
It's a D at the end.
Mm-hmm. Like, remember those things that Lance Armstrong or What Would Jesus Do? Those bands, that's the kind of thing.
What did Lance Armstrong say? I cheated?
He said, hey, you know what? I didn't do anything anybody else didn't do. You never caught me, and I raised more money for cancer than any other human on earth. So,
or that.
So
I think it said live strong, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah. So the Immuniband. All right, here's the question. Why would you need one? Because so far, I think, unless you're going to go on a cruise, you're going to get in anywhere. Whether or not you're vaccinated.
No.
That's at least for now. That's at least for now.
The Denver physician says it's the first of its kind on the market. It costs $19.99.
I like the price. $20. You get to put all my, you know, immunization stuff.
No. But it's simple to use. After buying it, you send a copy of your vaccination card, and they'll load it to their encrypted server.
Encrypted server. Does that make you want it more?
Nope.
If someone wants to verify your vaccine record, all they got to do is take a picture of the QR code on their phone, and it'll take them to that website.
Oh, this sounds like this is going to be super smooth.
You know what I don't like? Can I tell you what I don't like? Do we have time?
Yeah.
Okay. We have, what, an hour and a half? We have time.
We've got time.
It's our show. We can
do
whatever
we
want.
We can do whatever we want.
Here's what I don't like.
Okay, tell me.
You know when you go, you go to Facebook and people are having their profile picture that says, I've been vaccinated? I don't like that either. You know what I like even less?
What?
I like the ones who are going to Facebook and changing their picture profile frame to, I have an immune system. I like that even less. So you have certain people out there that are like, look at me, I got vaccinated. And then you got other people that say, look at me, I hate vaccines.
Okay.
I don't like it.
I don't like any of it.
All right. Back to Immuniband.
But let's say somebody stole it or whatever. They can get to the website, but unless they know your PIN, they cannot get to your card.
Dr. Burton says he sold his first bracelet 3 weeks ago, and thousands of them have gone out the door since. In fact, one customer sent him this photo from a Knicks game at Madison Square Garden in New York. The policy at the arena reads, guests can now enter with proof of a negative antigen COVID-19 test or full vaccination. He said the worker let him through after pulling up the record from the bracelet. More convenient than carrying your vaccine card around and less likely to lose. He says restaurant owners are starting to buy them up for servers.
Nope. Silly. That's silly. Sorry.
Are we going to get to a point where
people forgot a way to hack that?
I know,
because
I know.
They're looking for a specific thing.
But are we going to get to a point where we do have vaccinated and unvaccinated sections in certain places? Because we are seeing that. There are restaurants that have those. I haven't seen any out here yet.
I think
we are seeing it at baseball games. We are.
I think we'll start it for a little while, but like everything, it'll dissipate, and we'll look back in 3 months and laugh about that. And I'll tell you why. Remember Disney? They opened up, right? And they go, "Oh, we're going to do everything. We're going to check your temperature." They already dropped that. It'll start for a moment or two, and someplace will try it, but eventually it'll stop.
Yeah. Well, the temperatures never did anything.
Never did anything.
That was ridiculous. Some places here were taking temperatures.
Yeah.
Last summer.
Yeah.
And they said, well, you can't come in because you have a high temperature. And I said, it's 120 degrees out, you dope. Let me in. I want to get into the air conditioning. And it's like,
so...
don't take my... Yeah.
I mean, yeah, none of that stuff. There are going to be some people that will, like restaurants and stuff, that may try something like this. But at the end of the day, like everything, they're just trying to get themselves along to the next phase, which is just opening the doors if they have enough people to start.
So it's a no for the Immuniband for you.
Yeah, it's a hard no.
Vaccine card wearable device.
That's a hard
that's
no.
That's like a bracelet.
Zero chance.
$20.
$20. Wouldn't wear it if it was free.
I am getting it.
I bet you would. You're going to get it for everybody. Everybody's getting one. Yeah, no.
Love
sorry.
It.
Hey, why don't you give me all your information? Why don't you know to that? All right, coming up. Talk a little Mother's Day. Capital Right guy struggling because he can't talk to his mommy. Get us some chat show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
And how worried should we be, this 20-ton chunk of rocket?
Well, like a bat out of hell, this 20-ton rocket, the Chinese Long March 5B rocket, is tumbling out of control, and it could hit anywhere as far north as New York City or as far south as New Zealand, and that's a huge part of the Earth's surface. Now, chances are it's going to land harmlessly in the ocean, but it could even land right here at CNN headquarters, right on top of our head. We simply don't know where it's going
to
land.
That's right. The Chinese. Here's the thing. Chinese have improved tremendously when it comes to the economic side of things. They're light years behind us militarily and technologically. They're so far behind us. It's not even close. And now they've got a rocket. We, along with several other advanced countries that were building these things for the years, said, you know, we're not going to do these things. We're not going to shoot these things out here anymore. This thing is coming down, and it's not the first. One's already come down before, but this could land anywhere.
So you're telling me that a Chinese rocket is going to land somewhere on the planet, and they don't know where, and they cannot figure out mathematically where it could land?
No, no.
And how big is this rocket?
Big enough that the planes are worried.
Is it like a fire?
No.
It's like a firework?
No, it's...
What do you mean the planes are
like
worried?
Like planes are flying around, like, because this thing's going to come out of the sky, and it's fast.
And it's traveling at 18,000 miles per hour, like a flaming meteor from outer space is going to light up the sky. And this is the second time it's happened in 1 year. Last May, another Chinese Long March rocket burned up over the Atlantic Ocean. So remember that the great powers used to do this regularly, but 30 years ago, they decided it's too dangerous. And so they very carefully deorbit their space junk. The Chinese are simply playing catch up to the West. And I think they're just being very careless, allowing their booster rockets to burn up over somebody's backyard.
Oh. Booster rockets. Huge. Big enough that if it hits something and there's people in there,
you can have a tragedy.
Absolutely. And the Chinese would probably blame somebody else. Because that's what Xi Jinping
their
does.
Government is just, oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, he is. He's something else. So be prepared this weekend. If you see something in the sky, it may not be our good buddy over there, Starlink,
Elon
Musk. You know what's neat? Speaking of that. So speaking of space. So Wernher von Braun, for those of you guys who don't know who he is, he was the leading Nazi scientist back in the day. He built all their rocket ships and stuff. And
okay.
After the war started to come to an end, it was a race to get to them between us and the Russians, and we got him. And hence the reason why we went to space, because he was the king of NASA. He wrote a book in 1952 about the Earth populating Mars. Do you know what he said in the book? It will be run by a man named Elon.
When did he write the book?
1952. 70 plus years.
That's a little freaky.
That is freaky.
That is
crazy?
Weird, man.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is nuts. It'll be run by a man named Elon. But that is... That's like spooky stuff.
I got chills.
Yeah.
I don't know. The movie says that it was a different guy. Was it Quaid running Mars?
No, it's what?
Quaid.
Oh, that's right. Quaid.
People already lived on Mars. Did you see the movie? Terminator was in it, wasn't he?
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, no, it's not going to be. It's going to be Elon. Elon's on his way. But that will not be Starlink this weekend. So if you see something, you're like, is that the Phoenix?
The satellite.
It's getting closer. Run. Run.
If you think that's weird, let's do the strangest story maybe of the week. There is a Capitol rioter who wants to call his mommy.
Yeah.
On Mother's Day, because Mother's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
But just to let you guys know, there's an issue.
His attorney said Eric Munchell has not communicated with his mother since January 10th and would like to call his mother on Mother's Day. Hmm. He's out on bail, but the court has prohibited him from speaking to others charged in the January 6th insurrection, and his mother, Lisa Eisenhart, was also charged for her role in storming the Capitol. In a letter to the judge, the defense attorney said Munchell agrees to refrain from discussing any aspect of the case during a Mother's Day call. Munchell was photographed carrying zip ties into the Capitol. Prosecutors said he also brought a taser.
Do you think mom called her son up and said, hey, you know what would be fun for us to bond over? Let's go over to that U.S. Capitol and storm in the place.
She is a looker, too.
Oh, let me see.
Oh, she's like a refrigerator. Look at them. They got coffee right before they stormed. She's got all that stuff on.
Is this the guy who had the Auschwitz shirt on?
No, I was just wondering. No, that guy is. This is another.
They weren't friends of the Chewbacca Shamanon guy.
No. Weren't they all friends at that day? They all came together as one on that day.
Where's the rebel?
Lives.
They have a rebel flag.
They did not. She just has to make America great. With her flannel, of course, you got to wear a bulletproof vest.
Right.
And her jeans and caterpillar boots.
Obviously. So he cannot call her.
No. And she
He's not allowed to call anybody who was part of the insurrection, and mommy was part of it. And he wants to call mommy.
Yeah.
Poor baby.